2, 1, begin transmission.
Will, yo-ho-ho, it is, in fact, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. It's a very lovely day. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and it's at least 60 degrees out here Fahrenheit, and so I am walking around at Herrenhaven. Where else would I be? We haven't been here in a few days. We gotta check for marmots. There's a lot of people here. there's a bus here. And I'm seeing fresh tire tracks leading out to the Mulhalls property. So I'm walking down the little road here towards the Mulhalls property to see if there's any action going on over here. And there's dead mushrooms on the ground. These must have fallen out of the tree up here somewhere. Yeah, right about there. That's interesting. This marmot den has not been cleared out yet, though, under the gate. As I look out over the Mulhalls property, I'm not seeing any dudes. I'm seeing birds, and there's two geese doing something over there. I'm going to check the other end of this culvert and stuff. Yeah, no. No mottis over here. So let's go over to the mushroom garden. Look back in there and see if we can't find any signs of marmots. Oh, I slept pretty good last night. And I had a dream. I had a dream that I was spotting turkeys. I had a dream that I was somewhere and I could see a whole bunch of turkeys about 100 yards away, and I was like, oh, turkeys. Then I woke up. I kind of expected to see turkeys today, but I did not see any turkeys today. Oh, obviously, though, I did get my car back. Had to replace the spark plugs and spark plug wires again. And the breeze is coming up. So yeah, got my car back. First thing I did, come to Herrenhaven here. And I'm looking around in the mushroom garden, looking for signs of marmots. Well, we got some definite signs of squirrels. Sounds like the bus is leaving, or at least backing up. Oh yeah, I think in my dream I also saw a mink. So the animals are coming to me in my dreams. They're just not quite showing up in real life yet. But any day now, right? Right. So I'm looking around trying to check out these marmot dens that are back here behind the mushroom garden. And these don't look like they've seen any action at all. So anyway, maybe we'll have to go into the forest and see what's up. It's pretty sunny. I got the sun on me. Now, here's the other fun part. If anybody tuned in today and was disappointed that, oh, he's at Herrenhaven again, I was hoping that he would have brought his pocket operator. Well, I have good news for you. Is it true? It is true. I've got my pocket operator around my neck on its lanyard, and I've got it jacked into the gear here. So I'm crushing it. I'm walking around in the forest with a synthesizer, some other electronic gear. I'm looking for marmots. so that maybe we can kick out some marmot jams. All right, so here I am walking by the shed. The shed's got some stuff in front of the holes. See, these holes in front look like they might have been cleared out, but that side hole definitely hasn't. And now we come to the dragonfly pond. Wow! Which is mighty full. Not super full, but mighty full. It's about... is it a meter? Is it less than a meter? Oh, it's about... yeah, it's about 70 centimeters from the top of the pond rim. So we've got some... lots of fresh rainwater. It's been raining for a couple of days. And so the pond is all nice and fresh. The ice is all gone. There's tons of new algae on the surface. Lots of green. And this is the only green that we're seeing so far. There's no new leaves. There's no grass. There's no nothing happening around here. Well, there is some ground cover, some little ivies and stuff. The first green poking through. Yeah, this is all fresh growth. But other than that, we are not seeing very much green. It is way too early. So I'm glad to see the algae. This grass might start greening up soon. I'm going to go by the bocage, and we're just going to keep an eye out. And I want to get into the I want to get into the forest so that we can have the wind break. And I'm walking through the forest looking for dudes. But some birders just watched or just left, and so... and I can hear somebody else way back in there being loud. This might not be the best day for dudes, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course I'm right. But I'm looking for dudes anyway. I'm looking at Lumberjack's den. I can barely see back there because of all the brush and stuff, but I see nothing. I see nothing. So anyway, we're going to keep on going. Keep on going. Oh, what else have I been doing? There's a bird up there giving me the yappy business. Is he laughing at me? Listen to him. I slept weird on my hip again, so it was super sore this morning, but it's better now. I can still feel it when I walk, though. That's neither here nor there. Oh, la-di-da. I can hear people. Where are they? I want to avoid them, so I need to know where they are now. Did they just head out to the boardwalk? I think that's where they're going. So anywho, maybe we'll walk out to the blind, see if there's anything going on out there. So let's cross over the land bridge. Oh, and as I look left, there's two geese. They went across the land bridge in front of me, so I'm backing up a little bit. Hi, Goosers. Oh, and it's Raina. No wonder she's coming to see me. Hi, Raina. This goose is walking right. This is our goose that we see every year that we can identify by the band on her leg. Hi. Well, how are you? I'm so glad to see you this year. I've been looking for you. And Raina, who recognizes me, has stopped in the middle of the land bridge. And, hi, you want to walk around me? Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're going this way? Okay, yeah, you can go this way. I'll move for you. Okay, see you later. Oh, you're going to go down into the sub pond? Yeah, that'll be a good place for goosey swimming, huh? Yeah. I know this goose personally. Now, where's this other guy going? Don't you want to go that way? You're doing it wrong. And now Raina is coming back because apparently they don't want to go down into the sub pond. Apparently they want to go down into the billabong. Are you going back to the billabong? Because I can stand here all day and wait if you want me to. Do you want me to stand here and wait?
Oh, yeah.
I will. Okay. Rain is sort of out of the way now, so I'm going to kind of walk up onto the land bridge proper. Looking down into the sub pond, I don't see anything going on, except the water level is up. Oh, wait, I take that back. Back in the sub pond, further, hiding under those trees, there's two mallards, a male and a female. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And looking into the billabong, the water's level is nice and up high. Looking really good. I don't see any scratties or anything, though. Okay, so let's head into the forest. Into the back 40. One thing that I wanted to tell you about the pocket operator. Wait, what was that? There was something over there. Is I did manage to finally sit down and spend some time programming the thing up. And I used the sounds that I made, except for the drum sounds. I just used the stock drum sounds because I didn't feel like, you know, synthesizing an entire drum kit. And so, yeah, I broke the sequencer out and I started messing with it. I figured it out pretty quickly. It's not the toughest thing in the world to figure out, but it's not exactly well documented. So once you figure it out, you kind of need to remember what's going on and then rock and roll. All right, I'm standing in the wall blind now. I'm looking out there. I can hear Raina honking. Honk, honk, Raina, honk, 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 honk. But I don't see any scratties or anything. Let's walk around in front of the wall blind. Here comes Raina. Hi, Raina, I see you. She's honking at us. She says, honkity, honkity, honk, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's what's happening here. Geese are swimming around. I don't see any of my mammal dudes. Yeah, hi again. Hello. I'm not going to feed you, so don't bother coming up here. Are they coming up here? No, they're just going to hang out here at the elbow. All right, so let's disappear. Yeah, so like I said, I finally figured out how to use the sequencer.
Oh, yeah.
And it really wasn't all that tough. It was just, it's just sort of, it's not easy. You know, you gotta select the sound you want, then select the pitch you want, then go into write mode, place that pitch, that single note with that pitch in place, then go back, select next pitch or sound in pitch, and you go, it takes a little bit of time. It's not, and when I say a little bit of time, it takes like 3 extra seconds as opposed to doing it some other way. But I got in there and I created an entire pattern. I wrote the drum beat and then I put in some other sounds. And it was tricky using the one channel drum machine. It was kind of bizarre. But hey, it works. And so now you're going to hear it. The world premiere of my first sequence on the PO35 pocket operator made by Teenage Engineering. Now, I don't expect anybody to be impressed because I didn't try too hard. I was just trying to get something out. So, if you want good music, you might have to wait. Now I'm just waiting for the wind to die down. The wind just picked up in here. It's blowing right down the path. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
I guess there's no time like the present. Let's bust it out. Here's my untitled pattern. Yeah, it's dorky, it's simplistic, but I might get into some deeper stuff today. And that's it. That's about all I got there, kids. And I realize it's kind of stupid, but like I said, I was trying to learn how to use the sequencer. I wasn't trying to be creative. I'll be creative today. I'm going to sample some stuff, and we'll see what I can get. Right now, I am looking out over the turtle reproduction pond. And I don't see any turtles. Water level's up a little bit, though. That's good. Good. I don't see any other dudes back here either. I just see water. Where's my scratties? Where's all my dudes? There's so many people here today, it doesn't surprise me that we're not seeing anything. I think everybody we had out here was birders. And the birders, I think, scared my mammals away. Hey. And here we are standing in the A.J. Werthmann Memorial Blind, the big blind. And as I look out over the water, I can see a duck. There's like 6 geese on Goose Island. And there's some geese swimming around. I think I just saw a fish break the surface of the water. There's nobody in the delta. No, it's just nobody's hanging out. But over here on the new log, oh, we got lots of action. We've got 2 geese just standing here. Hi! And we've got turtles. We got 1 turtle by the geese, and we got 5 turtles on the other side of the geese. And then there's 2 turtles on the side log, another turtle on the other side log. Then there's the log that fell over the new log, and there's 3? Or is that 4 turtles? That's 4. 4 turtles on that log. And these are all Western painted turtles. Haven't seen any snappers yet. Where's my snapper? Got to find my snappers. You know I love the snaps. Snappers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, now we just got the beat. Oh, let's blow it into the thing here. Let's get out of the wind. Let's get out of the wind. Yeehaw. All right. Kind of heading back. I was sort of thinking I wanted to go out onto the boardwalk. But if that's where all the people are, and if that's where all the wind is, I'll probably want to skip that. So, I don't know. Let's just walk in that direction slowly and see what we can figure out. Oh, I'm pretty excited. I get to go out to eat tonight. I just remembered. I'm going to have me a steak. And a baked potato. And a big salad. And a little bit of spaghetti. Yeah, you know if I'm eating steak and spaghetti, you know I'm going to... Wait. Oh, no. I thought I saw some. You know I'm going to Farmer Brown's tonight. Yay. That will be super yummy. Which means I have to have something very light for lunch. I was thinking about going to get some tacos for lunch, but no. If I eat tacos for lunch, then I won't be able to eat my dinner, so... See, there's a squirrel up there on the ridge. He's mocking me. He's thinking, look, you think I'm a marmot, but I'm not. Ha ha. Yeah. Stupid squirrel. Take that, moose and squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid moose and squirrel. Think they can get the best of me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
So yeah, I'm walking through the forest with my little pocket synthesizer. Because that's where synthesizers belong, in the forest. Oh, I'm gonna have to get some more of these. I was looking online at some of the other ones, and there's one called Sub. It's a fun little bass kicker. Then there's the drum machine one, the Tonic. I'm thinking, what do I want? But there was something else. There's a couple of other things, and it's like, yeah. But I sure love this one. The PO35 is known as the Speak. All of these models have model names as well, but they're kind of odd. So I'm thinking I want that. I want that bass synth that they have. Okay, so I'm about to walk out of the back 40 here. And here I am.
Oh yeah!
And look at, we got geese down in the sub pond now. And those goosers, is that Raina? I think that's Raina. So they're just sitting out there having a good time. Yeah, because I don't see any geese in the sub pond anymore. I mean in the billabong anymore. Or are these the geese that were just hanging out over in the Mulhouse property? I do not know. So what I think I'm going to do here is walk through the cut and see if those geese are hanging out right here anymore. I can't really see them from here. I need to get around this tree and stuff and look out. In the meantime, I'm not seeing any marmots. I'm looking for marmots. Where's our matis? Oh yeah, these two geese are still standing right here. Hi! Hello, goosers! And so yeah, we got a couple of geese grazing in here. But that's about it. We don't have any matis.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Where's my matis? Where's my mats? I don't see any out here today. Alright, let's turn around here. I think our group is heading out. Oh, there goes a bunny. A little bunny just hopped right kind of in front of me over to the side and went zipping into the forest. We got a group of 10 people. These are the people that were probably in the bus, so I hope the bus came back for them. And we're now, they were out at the boardwalk, and now we can go out there ourselves as the wind picks up. Not interested in the wind.
Oh, oh, yeah, oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh.
I don't want to go to the windy place, but we're probably going to, just to see what's out here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So we're making our way out onto the boardwalk. Yeah, it's windy. I'm not even all the way out there yet, and I'm getting chopped. The wind is blowing in towards the shore here. What can we see? I'm looking for scratties. There's geese. Geese on the shore. Geese over here. Geese over there. A guy with a camera out at the end of the boardwalk. Don't know what he's shooting, but it's too windy to be out here. The water level is nice and high though. For the reeds. And you know, it looks like there's been some scratty action in here. Yeah, a lot of reeds are chewed up and chopped down, but I don't see any scratty action. No scrats and no turtles out on this end of the pond. So that's nice. Hit it! Yeah, that's not gonna be a hit song anytime soon.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I need to work on that. I need to come up with some ideas and record some wacky stuff. I've got some ideas for some wacky samples, so that'll help.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't get any simpler than this when it comes to drum beats. This is essentially a techno drum beat, a variation on it. So, you know, whatever. It's not complicated. Bring those bleeps back.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And so I'm just walking towards the exit. Walking through the forest here. Looking for dudes. Let's kill that. We don't really need to listen to any more of that. It's pretty simplistic. Oh, looking around in the forest. As I walk through the forest here, I can see all the way through the forest and I can see the beehives. So I hope the beehives are being maintained, because we do like bees. Bees are good. We like our bee friends. Look in the other direction, through the forest. Are there Mottis back there? I have this suspicion that Mottis are watching me going, he can't find us. Isn't that hilarious? Isn't that a good Motti joke? Isn't that funny for Mottis?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they think it's funny. Oh, see, there was a squirrel running in front of Lumberjack's den. That almost made me happy, because I thought it was a marmot, but it was not. So anyway, here I am exiting the forest. Right here at the dragonfly pond, which is super full. Just love it. And I think while I'm here, and while we still got a little bit of time, I'm just going to walk up here to the bocage and look back behind here to see if this one known marmot den is cleared out. You know, and there's Motti tunnels in these logs and stuff, and Mottis like to get in here. But yeah, these holes are not clear. That hole down there is completely covered. There could be Mottis in the log pile, though. I don't think so. I don't see any. Nobody's sticking their head out to see what's going on out here. So, apparently, no Mottis. Oh no, no Mottis. And you know, since I'm on this end, I might as well walk around this side since I had to park on this end of the building. It is also time for me to tell you that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I gotta go home, do some stuff. Hey, there's some golf balls right here. Okay, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Two hours with the best EDM, house, electronic music, remixes.